Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Always trying to go deeper in a musical transition. Marvelous production, standard. I might add.
You gotta dig under the music. You gotta dig under the dance. You gotta dig under what caused these things to exist to know the true history. And why is that the true history? Because there are real secrets in the history that empower your life. And this is why you need to know this. Hip hop is holding ancient secrets. I'm gonna share this with you right now. Here's the ancient secrets, most ancient. Those that study those philosophy, or anyone on a spiritual path, really, in that sense, may recognize some of what I'm getting ready to talk about. But I have to go here with you because here's the number two of it. First, the charitable act, the self-expression, the courage to be you, causes hip-hop. If that's the act that brings it into physical manifestation. I'm gonna be
KRS in the background.
Mm-hmm. Now here's the next step. After you've decided to really be the real you, which has a consequence, to be the real me, I may have to leave home. To be the real me, I may have to divorce her. To be the real me, I may have to leave him, them, it. To be the real me is gonna be a consequence. But if you can get the courage up to be you, here's the next step. Where are you? You say, I'm going to be me. Well, where are you? Where is me? Who is me? What does me look like? I'm going to be me. What is me? Self-creation is the second part to hip hop. We created ourselves. The mainstream had nothing to do with it. They didn't want to have nothing to do with it. That's why it's such a farce now. I wake up every day laughing at the TV that rap artists and a lot, I can't even say just rappers, hip hop culture is all over the mainstream.
Going down the drain.
Look, and it is. Because at the end of the day, we were created. As an answer to the mainstream. The mainstream said you dance like this. You hold your partner by the waist and by the hand, and you do this kind of thing, you know, and you dance back and forth. We said, no, we spinning, popping, we doing something different, and we gonna beat it. No, you're supposed to play, you're supposed to buy a record, put it on the turntable, you put the needle on the record, you step away from the turntable, let the record play. We're like, no, you got to play with the record while it's playing, and this is how you get the sound. They're like, no, you're supposed to sing into a mic.
This is Black Noise Radio, and we were listening to KRS-One talk about the history of people as it affects hip-hop. I have GRX on the line. As we played in our first 30 minutes, our segments that we talked about you with the police issues yesterday, but having settled in now and realizing that you could have been dead really quickly in that
it could have went left real quick
in that circumstance, and as I hear KRS-One talk about the struggle to be the real me. And as I listen back to your audio that we taped yesterday, you recounting your episode, you basically said from the real me, Greg, is like, you know, if you're going to shoot me, just go ahead and shoot me. But I ain't doing some of all what you're talking about, and I'm not about to subjugate myself to your will.
Yeah, I just took the standpoint was that I'm going to be who I'm going to be, but at the end of the day, if that's going to end my life, then so be it. But at this point, you know, I just didn't feel like that they had that right.
Now, I also had another reaction for me personally, because I've gotten into a lot of negatives out here too, and we've talked about that on previous shows. and we won't recount it at this time, but negative encounters with law enforcement and just folks in general. But the reality is a lot of those shootings, like Tamir Rice, the guy selling Lucy cigarettes outside of the New York spot, a lot of these folks had people call in on them or some report was in the air. And as I listen to you, it suggests to me that law enforcement isn't doing the job that they used to do when we grow up, where they would really know what time it is when they show up on the scene. And that actually puts them at greater risk because you said what it is I kind of felt too. While y'all out here with all that extra, this is how you fuck around and get yourself shot, because I don't even know if y'all, you know, at this point, they could be fake police. This is how ridiculous the game is now, okay?
Exactly.
And so it goes back to a conversation we had on Real Talk Real Game maybe 2 years ago, where we just suggested that the policing and the hiring and the practices for condoning certain behaviors will eventually run amok and put more officers at risk because they don't do community policing. If they did that, everything that Officer Marquez and the other one, your other partner knew, they would know.
Ortiz,
they would know. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They would know exactly what's going on in that community. They would know who actually is the confidant, who you can trust, and who you can't trust, and who you should steer clear from, and who you should investigate or not.
Well, I met Ortiz and Marquez through the Neighborhood Watch Association. So that's how I got to know them. And then after the break-in at my house, when Ortiz came and then we had this real long conversation, and I saw that he was a thinker and not just a responder, we had some kind of communications and some understanding real quick.
Well, that's a beautiful thing because you show the value of being community organized and not just sitting around letting things happen around you and not being organized and communicating with your neighbors. Now, that don't happen in great substance around these neck of the woods anymore like it used to.
It goes back to that. It takes a village. I know I'm an older cat, but it still takes a village to make everybody safe.
Well, whether you're older or not, you're still a human. Your age has nothing to do with it. And from the back, you don't have much gray hair, Greg. So you just look like a normal bro. And if people don't see your prosthetics because you got on pants and you walk and you damn near be running sometimes. So how somebody, this is it. You can be caught up or killed or shot up or beat up by the law enforcement while being gray.
Really, though. Not even while being black, just being gray.
Your black identity was irrelevant. They was looking for gray. It was an APB on all gray. You could have been Gregorio. You could have been Gregorian. You could have been from Palestine with the name Gregoro. Okay, but if your name was Greg yesterday, you had problems. Okay,
you had problems.
I'm looking at my secret files, and it's saying, everybody, because the White House felt as if everybody with a G in their name at the beginning should really, really be really extremely vetted. So that was part of the community vetting program that's kicking off. What I need you to do is figure out a way we can get funds and then take control of it, so we can community vet the busters. Okay, why y'all spending this time frisking me? How about go across the street over around the way, two blocks over, knock at that door, and then walk across the street because they're going to answer from across the street. Get them niggas.
Exactly.
Get them We don't know if they're Mexicans or Flexicans. They could just be Blacksicans. Get there. But leave us alone. We ain't did nothing. We live in the country. You remember that old song, Leave Us Alone, We Live? That was the boy in the bubble. So you're the Greg in the bubble. You're the Greg in the bubble.
Really, though.
Okay? And I'm going to tell you what the show, you know, we put a statement out, and I didn't put it out. I didn't put it out for you, but I will drop the phone and the mic and all that. He over there takes some baths, and I'm dropping the phone.
No. I was in the yard, you know, it's that time of the year, to make sure my yard is right, and I saw some standing water, so I decided to dump that.
Yeah, that's also a way to let the community know that you're actually Greg. So I think all black people, or all people, let me just say all people with a G in their name, should stand outside for 10 minutes to make sure that the sensors in the air, okay, we don't even do drones no more. There's just sensors in the air that just make sure that you are actually the Greg you said you were. And like I said, you know, I wasn't sure if you was Mexican or not, because you never gave me no DNA samples, in which I didn't need none anyway and don't want to see none. But for the record, I told you some months ago that, you know, we both have roles if you and I have to move on to a higher place and leave the earth. So we don't want to leave prematurely, but again, you want to verify that I actually am Marty Marr in the casket, right? And I want to verify that ain't Greg.
Check this out. We don't want no Machiavelli jumping off.
Y'all trying to blow. I ain't supposed to say nothing. Okay. I'm looking
I'm supposed to be quiet on this one, huh?
I'm looking for an exit. And that's when all the lights go out and it becomes my show. I'm not trying to be like the brother in the movie that just got the girlfriend and now they're cutting on him while he's alive. I'm cool. I would have gave you the kidney. So we need to be in a stage of verification, and we'll just say that at least we're good to hear from you again and make sure that you didn't get thrown under the full bus. And, you know, this is a platform for you now to run for Supreme Commander of the Universe, beyond Donald Trump. And we know that you released your taxes, and we know you're not a billionaire.
Right, far from it.
Right. We know that part. But I'm going to tell you what the statement says for all our listeners, and it is here at Black Noise Radio, because you care about us. But listen, because you care about us, Greg, can you send hundreds and go bullion?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we need the money verified. That's the answer.
I want go bullion, too. I'll take little signets. And don't forget to pray it's still free. Okay, it might not be free in the upcoming month if Donald Trump has something to say about it. We need to regulate your praise. You was praying to the wrong guy. Off with his hair. He get orange scalp. Oh my goodness, that's what they're gonna do. You know, through the whole new technology program and super surveillance, you could wake up Mexican and not even know it. You know, I might just wake up and I'm Italian.
You El Chapo today, huh?
Speaking in a foreign tongue. I don't know nothing about hood language. I'm just speaking to get. So we got to
wake
be careful.
Up and beat El
got to be more careful. We're going to play this next track here because this is the type of situation this is. You know, it's a D train. It's moving real fast. You never know. But at least you ain't under it.
Right. Today is not promised. That's what I learned today. On the real shit, it wasn't promised.
Amen.
It wasn't promised, you know. So every day that you open your eyes, whether how bad you feel or not feel, it's a blessing.
Today is not promised. That's a, from there you can do a 30-minute sermon easy.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. I mean, because it could have went left yesterday or something could have happened, and it's not promised. So, you know, you got to be careful about that stuff and keep your head on a swivel. I might have got caught up because I didn't have my head on a swivel.
Might have been freed from being caught up because you had your head on a swivel, and the way it went down was the rare example of them still not tackling you because they didn't know whether you had prosthetics or not, and then they had to go through that shit and all that extra, or something damaging your prosthetics and a takedown type thing. It could have went really terribly wrong, as well as the trigger-happy policing, as we used to say.
Yeah, you know.
I think, though, that on another brighter note, it toughens you up for a new reality that is the same old reality.
But you know what, too, what it does, too, is back in the day I would have just been mad. And I would have just stayed with the anger inside my chest. This way, I did the smart thing. I went to the police station. You make a report. You do it that way. It's all smart. It's smashed out a little bit. Even though you might not get the what you're looking for right away, but at least it's on record.
Yeah, I mean, nothing may come of it, but it's on record as if something.
Because that may not be his first offense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I mean,
he's got.
Yeah.
Several, well, maybe something will happen.
Well, I was actually thinking in terms of if, yeah, issues with other folks, not just you, other neighbors and people who ain't spoke out or don't know how to speak out. So we need to know that they do have an opportunity for you to speak out. So don't ever.
And everything ain't got to be a protest.
Well, yeah, that, well, I think, you know, part of the issues that they're having is. Because everything is so egregious and angry that you get to a stance where you don't know as an officer what the hell these people is up to. You just want them to get the damn ass out the street and so they can go on to something else. But, you know, folks tend to provoke behaviors that, I mean, did you see this? You know, I looked into something, and there was a white car freakiness all yesterday anyway that started on Tuesday, a white sedan, newer model. I think I may have even have heard that somebody possibly shot at police. But then you had the culmination of another high-speed chase in a white car yesterday, and I'm looking at this going, I mean, how much more ridiculous can it get?
Yeah, you know, and I don't know what he was tripping on by saying he had a gun when he really didn't. I guess he was on, I'm going to let the police take me out.
Or he may have had priors, and knowing that he didn't have a gun, he was just trying not to get shot the fuck up, but all that collateral damage don't help his case, because he tore up $400,000 or $500,000 worth of car.
Well, you know.
So it's one thing.
Hopefully
to go,
he was his shoe.
one thing to go to prison is another thing to get out with a bill.
That's on the real.
So. You know, he looking at 10, 15 years, and then he going to have to pay restitution, probably at current interest. And by then, Donald Trump will be the supreme commander of the universe because Greg didn't run.
He going to double the tax.
Telling you, man, you got a platform. All it takes is a couple of more, you know, stances on some issues, you know, what we need. I tell you, man, we hooked that old Lady Gaga thing up and you just swing right through the whole community. How about you just swing right into the neighborhood watch meeting?
They might get a kick out of that.
I mean,
and he don't have no legs on.
Set it up good. I mean, set it up real big. Go Hollywood. Go Hollywood. I mean, I think you could get sponsors. At least ice cream trucks will show up.
Some food trucks would be all right.
At least one. Well, since we've learned so much this week and we're happy to have GRX back, it took that blue steel to get him back on the show. And that's funny how that blue steel works. That blue steel,
right.
That blue steel ain't no joke, ladies and gentlemen. That blue steel will make a man want Jesus twice.
Yeah, that's on the real though, man. You know, and you know what? And two, either it's gonna do one of two things: make you angry or stand strong in your convictions. One of the two. You know, it's either or.
There's a third aspect. I think you already had that, but stay woke and wake the fuck up, that part there. I mean, for a lot of folk, even in your family or mine, that would not have went down the same way, even if they had the same situation, because they don't probably have the temperament to look after number one. Number one was Greg on Greg Day. So yesterday was Greg Day. I think, bro, if you don't run for Supreme Commander of the Universe, you can at least cut an album. I mean, why can't we have Greg Day?
Hey, why not, huh?
I remember you used to rap, bro. You were the one that had the original Weavers rap because you rapped it to me. I was like, you insane. I remember you did that. So, I know you got a little Hamilton stage in you because that's how you got out that shit. That's how you got out that shit yesterday. All that, I ain't getting all on the ground. Nigga, come on, man. The motherfucker, if it would have been the other officer, like, is pulling us over, we was kids, nigga, we would have been all on that ground, no legs, no feet, just my head. Ain't no
look, we're going back to the Ronald Reagan day.
You know what that boy said, ain't no walls. Motherfucker said, find one then.
Buy one, make one, build one, huh?
You better build one and get your ass up there, okay? You better keep your hands over your head the whole time you build this wall. I didn't get to play my favorite song, but I'm going to play this on the way out because it kind of talks on this level. Not about you and I, but it's about them, GRX. It's about them. Because we'll be around to talk about it down the road. Thank you, G.
Down the road.
All right, folks, we'll be back tomorrow, 11:30 Pacific Standard Time, Marty Smith Show, followed by Black Noise Radio, and GRX, you already know how to call in.
Yes, sir.